truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let's pray. Dear Father, I just pray that you would just speak to our hearts today through your word and help us, Lord. And you know, we're all sinners. The scripture has been very clear on this. And even when it comes to abortion and things of that nature, we know that it is one sin among many. But Lord, that this whole thing of our nation going along with legalizing and sanctioning abortion is hurting us, and we need to confess it for what it is. We know that this is hurting individuals as well, but it's hurting the way that we deal with human life and the way that we deal with the sacredness of it. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us as individuals just to confess our sins to you. And Lord, that word confess, we're going to talk about that just a little bit more. It's more than just saying our sin. You already know our sin. But Lord, it's agreeing with you about it. And so help us to agree that we do have sin. And when you have pointed it out, that we will agree with you that it's wrong. And then to repent in turning away from it. And thank you, Lord, that we see the word all in these verses, because when we confess, you forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So thank you that includes this sin of abortion as well as every other sin that we may confess to you. And Lord, I believe that if our nation would confess and turn to you, you would heal our land. You promised us. Thank you, Lord, and we pray that you would speak to us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go ahead and break this down just a little bit and let it kind of sink in. First of all, there's no darkness in God. No darkness in God. Isn't that a wonderful thing to allow to just take root in our minds? And that's what we find there in that verse 5, that God is light. In him is no darkness at all. James repeats this same thought as well in James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. No shadows even in God. No darkness in God. He is light. He is life. And as we look to him and we see that life in him, he wants us to come into the light with him. If you read about what heaven is going to be like, the perfected heaven, it talks about how we're not going to need the sun anymore. We're not going to need the moon anymore to give us light, neither by day or by night, because we're going to be with God, and he is light. And so as we think about the life of God, we think about how he is light. There's no darkness. And he goes on to say in this passage from John in verse 6 that a Christian can't walk in darkness. If we say we're in God, now this doesn't mean that we may not, you know, that we may not still struggle with sin in some ways. We all are sinners, right? We all are struggling with sin. But here's the thing. We can't just willingly stay in the darkness and say we belong to God. And that's what the scripture's telling us. It says if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, I'm just going to say, very politically incorrect statement here. I'll just read it from God's word. We lie and do not practice the truth. If we are saying that like I'm with God, but I support death. I'm with God, but I support this other immorality. And I'm not going to repent of it. I'm still just going to walk in. I'm going to do what I want to do because I just want to do it. you know what, guys? What we're saying is that there's something wrong in our relationship with God. Or we may not even have one. So it's saying that if we say we have fellowship with Him, then we need to repent of, to turn away from the darkness in our lives. Here's the awesome thing, though. The light brings cleansing. And that's what we get there from verse 7. And he's talking about how if we walk in the light, you know, there's a lot of diseases in this world even, that if you just bring light into the subject, it helps to cleanse and it helps to heal. In fact, like with counseling and things of that nature, oftentimes there's things that are deep down in our soul that are kind of buried in darkness. And a lot of times what really brings healing is if we just bring them out into the light. You know, sometimes it doesn't have to be any big profound answers of what to do with it even after we bring it out in the light. It's just bringing it out into the light brings healing into the subject. It's interesting how that happens. And you know what? That's exactly how it happens with God too. We just need to walk in the light with Him. Keep it out in the open. Be real with Him. Be honest with Him. Let Him heal us. And that's where we're going to find that cleansing. And we're going to find that cleansing from the blood of Jesus Christ Himself. And that's what cleanses us from all sin. I like that word, all. If you mark in your Bibles, it's a great word to underline there. All. Guys, there's not a sin that you've ever committed in your life that if you would just repent of it and turn it over to Christ, that He won't forgive. What a beautiful thought. And it's that light that brings that healing. And remember now, in God, there's no darkness. Amen? So if you come to God, you're going to get that healing light. I like that. Don't deceive yourselves. Don't deceive yourselves. You know what's wrong with our country right now? We got a whole lot of deceived people. Amen? They're not the enemy, folks. It's not the people that's the enemy. There's just a whole lot of deceived folks. And you know, we have the ability not to be deceived. And one of those ways that we need to make sure we're not deceived is making sure that we never start thinking that somehow or another we're sinless. Amen? Every one of us is a sinner, 100%. In fact, the Word of God says so in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. It says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Do I get an amen? Can I get an amen from everybody in the room? We're all sinners. So we can't be looking down on other folks. But here's the deal. The solution is the same for all of us. It's come to Christ for the healing. Come to Christ for the healing. And in this healing, we find it whenever we finally agree with God. Agree with God about your sin and be healed and cleansed. And this is the key right here. I don't know if you know how many verses you have memorized. I noticed a lot of people had John 3:16 memorized. Good job. We need to memorize these verses of Scripture and put them in our hearts so that we have them in our time of need. And I'll tell you, right here is a great verse to have memorized. This is one of those battle verses, because sometimes Satan will come against us and say, "Oh, God would never forgive you of that. God will never forgive you of this." You may even have somebody ask you, "How do I know God will forgive me?" This verse seals it. If we confess our sins. It's an if-then promise. If we confess our sins. That word confess means to agree with. Guys, I'm going to tell you, God already knows it's sin. He already knows what you've done. You don't hide from God. You can't. But here's a condition that if you'll just go ahead and agree with Him about it, He's faithful and He's just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. All. Guys, that includes all. But we've got to confess and agree and turn away from that sin to find that forgiveness. Do you want to be cleansed? Do you want to be free from the guilt and the shame and the sorrow? And let's just confess and agree and just go forward with God in the light. Agree with Him. You see, Romans 3:23 really is true, and it's just repeated right here in 1 John 1:10, if we say we've not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Would anybody want to say that you would call God a liar? Obviously, none of us would want to, you know, take that position of calling God a liar. That's why this statement is so shocking. It's saying, if we are saying we haven't sinned, you know what? We're actually calling him a liar. We've all sinned, and we've all fallen short of the glory of God, but that healing, that forgiveness is right there in Christ. And even so much as we look at the sanctity of human life and look at it this Sunday, guys, for almost 49 years, we have sanctioned abortions in our nation. God's not okay with that. And some might think, you know, well, is there ever any hope? There is absolutely hope. As a nation of individuals, one individual at a time, we need to agree with God that it is wrong. Agree with God that it is sin. And if, you know, here's the thing. I just came down with just some bold truths from this passage that we looked at today. And by going from 1 John 1:6, if we say we have fellowship with them, walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. And from that, I just bring forth, I don't believe a Christian can continue to be pro-choice, guys. And you may be there when you first come to Christ, but at some point, you can't say, I'm going to continue to walk in darkness. Because to say pro-choice means that you would support a person's right to kill their unborn child. You might even want to put conditions on it and all this kind of stuff and everything, but guys, killing is still killing. It's still murder. And so at some point, I believe every Christian has to kind of make this journey and come to the place where we stand with God. And so here's what I'm going to ask us to do about this. Let's pray for those that are still deceived. You know, let's not look down on people who might be still confused on this issue. Guys, again, it's a deception that's out there. And let's pray that God would open their eyes. Amen. And it may be even somebody that's in this room here today. I pray that if you're still thinking that it ought to be okay to kill a human being before they're born, I'm praying God will open your eyes today. Lord, open the eyes of everybody in this room. And if anybody here, I'm just going to also go one step farther. If that's something that's in your past, I want to remind you 100% guarantee that if you'll confess that to God and give it to God, God will heal you. He'll forgive you. I've seen it happen. And some people would say, I've been told by a lot of millennials that I can't preach like this because I'll run people off. You know what? I believe the truth heals, folks. And I believe only Jesus can heal when the truth comes forward. I can name off three times that I know of women, and two times that men who have had abortions or been involved in abortions, men who helped others get abortions, came to me after a service like this and confessed those things before the Lord and gave their heart to Jesus and found forgiveness. And I can say there's no more powerful witness to help undo this evil that we have in our nation right now than a person who's been healed by the blood of Jesus Christ and knows what happens in that abortion clinic or knows what happens in that doctor's office. Whenever they come forward and they offer their story, oftentimes it helps turn other people away from making the same mistake. Guys, we just need to get real. And if we'll just get real, I'll tell you what, God will heal us. God will heal us individually, and God will heal us as a nation as well. You know, Jesus heals and forgives those who confess. Praise God. 1 John 1:9. I hang on to that verse every day. Pray for those involved in abortions. Even the abortion doctors, the clinic workers. Do you know sometimes God saves them? If they'll confess it, they can be healed and forgiven and walk away from it and then be such a voice for life. Here's the thing, guys. Abortion is killing more than just the babies in our nation. It's killing the hearts and souls of the moms. It's killing, be honest, it's killing probably solutions to a lot of the problems that we have in our society, that God created a person with the giftings, but we destroy them before they're even born. It's killing the heart of our nation. Let's pray for the end of abortion in 2022. Can we do that? And guys, I just want you to know, there is absolute forgiveness in Jesus Christ for an individual and also for a nation. As we pray for the end of that abortion, I want to pray that all hearts and all of our spirits are right with God today in all areas of our life. You know what abortion stems from? Sexual immorality. You know where those unwanted babies come from? Most of the time, sexually immoral lifestyles. We need to go to the root of the problem. Guys, if we'll just live God's way and we'll live for Him, I'll tell you what, He will provide. And He'll take care of our nation. He'll take care of our issues. He'll take care of our lives, and He'll take care of our problems. And above all, if you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He's got your eternity. He's making a place in heaven for you right now. I love John 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. Old Thomas said, how can we know the way? And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let's pray that God would heal the people of this nation. Let's pray that God would heal our nation. Amen? Let's pray right now. Dear Father in heaven, thank you that the way to be saved is through Jesus. Thank you that you came and you died on that cross, being the perfect Lamb of God, the only sinless one that has ever lived, and you gave your life for us. And yes, Lord, that wonderful salvation is effective to anyone who confesses their sins, repents, and turns to you in faith, and calls on you as their Lord. That's effective for me. That's effective for everyone in this room. No matter what our background looks like, no matter what our past will entail, we are all sinners who deserve hell, but can be saved by grace in Jesus Christ. And that is effective and available to this nation of people as well. Lord, I pray, bold prayer, that this would be the year that will bring about the end of legalized abortion. So, Lord, please bless this nation to turn to you. Thank you, Lord. You are so good. And thank you. Once we are forgiven, we are truly forgiven. Let us not believe the lies of Satan and be deceived by his lies anymore. When we've been forgiven, it's as good as done, and that is forever. And so I want to thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of my sin. And I pray that you would help the people in our neighborhood, the people in our state, the people in our country, and the people in this world to know where they can find forgiveness in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand.